This is December the 15th, 1988, 2 p.m. We have another grand gathering here. Have you arrived yet, Commander?
I'm here, and I don't want another speech.
Very good.
I am Commander Yoko Hotong. I come from the Intergalactic Federation fleet. We are in, well, how can I put it so that you won't be offended, you new ones that are in. We're basically moving into the final stages of an evolution, a transition of your planet. It's not mystical, it's not new age, it's very old age. And Larry, I know that you have trouble hearing. Please ask me to repeat if I have trouble reaching through to you. We come in the service of our commander in charge of Earth, if you will, and the lighted children of the God Self, of Jesus, pronounced Isu, Isa, and from the Christ ray, from which all Christness flows, Sananda. Our co-brethren of that one Sanat Kamora, the creator ray of the Father God, Jesus Isu. Sananda comes from the golden ray. He is your emotional stability. Sanat Kamara is creator source. For the benefit of you ones who are, you classify yourselves as born again Christians. You are God's self, really. You are the fragment of the Father put on this place at this time to lead your brothers home. It's a big order. It's a very big order. I come also from the fragment of the central sun. But ones were not ready to deal with me, and I will refrain until after you know me better to explain who I am. For now, I am simply a fourth dimensional fleet commander in charge of the restructuring for the ability of survival and the final word that God promised the people of this world so they might make their choice of divinity. Am I being understandable, Larry?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. You know me, Larry. I have come to you. I want you to go back in your memory. I met you at one time in your driveway.
Say that last again.
I met you one time in manifested form in your driveway.
I can only say, if you say so, I did not know it.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yes, you did know. I believe you will recall there was a gun involved. It was in your driveway where you and Sally dwelt.
All I remember is that big, a big motor home. We were having trouble getting it out of the driveway.
No, it had nothing to do with Dorma and Oberle. It was before them.
Oh, really?
I met you. You'll have to detach whatever you are thinking from Doris.
Okay.
She's listening to what I'm saying the same as you.
Oh.
It will come to you, brother.
Something about a gun, huh?
Yes. Let's not ponder it, and it's private, so... But it will come to you.
Just curious.
And you will know. We've had a year and a half of this now. Well, that is not true. I did not start speaking through this one or writing through this one until, September, October, a year ago. We have made unbelievably giant strides. We have a little trouble because ones want to classify us alongside all the other channels. So Doris has forbidden me to use the term channel. I must use something nice like receiver, because that's all it is. No one thinks anything about picking up a telephone and having a voice on the other end. I do not have need of vocal cords, although I have them. I am one of the etheric leaders. I activate, for instance, a craft by thought projection. Most of the ones and most of my crew are more nearly third dimensional in the fleet, specifically coming from Pleiades, because your brothers in Pleiades constellation are more like you in humanoid form. I personally come from an outlying planet of Pleiades. I am etheric, as I said. When I manifest, however, I have to cram 9.5 feet of energy into a compressed form. That's a little difficult for me still. For when I come, I will have to come and go, because I'm in charge of the project. The story that will come into your attention is the story that we wrote through this one, that will come forth with all new holographic photography through motion picture studios that will be set up here, and we will explain that to you in full. Those of you who, well, there are only two of you, because this project is now ready to go to the financial people, and we have already gotten committed financing for it. It is the story which is done in fantasy form so as to bring no great contradictions, and yet at the same time that it comes forth, it will come forth with the ancient teachings for the first time in the history of your time. The oral teachings of the ancients will be brought and penned. Carl Bryant is doing that now. That book will come forth, as will the book directly from Sister Thedra, who is 88 years old, from the Golden Ray Sananda Jesus. It tells it like it is, brothers. No mealy mouth mush. There is nothing contradictory in anything that I will tell you. The time is at hand for these things to come to be. It's that simple. And I will repeat, I come in the service of that energy, Jesus. From the Father God. These are quiet meetings. Even our business arrangements in this town are done anonymously. We are building the new city for the Radiance and for the time of transition of this place into her rightful place in the universe as a fourth dimensional individual creature of God, creation. The mother creation from the father creator. As of August 17th, 1987 of your years, Earth was released. She fulfilled her karmic debts as buffers to you ones. She is a living, breathing energy, and she will be renewed. How bad that renewal is for all of you little two-legged ones depends upon you. Change will come. It is destined. Do not allow yourself to believe that it will not come to be. It was destined to come to be from the time of creation. Always we have to look at our scanners to see who is ready to receive. We gain a lot, we lose a lot. Because most ones come here thinking they're going to have one big bunch of fun with some nebulous, invisible energies. Not so. It's serious business. I'm not going to go into life as an illusion, a thought projection of God. For it doesn't matter what it is. It has been manifested into solid mass matter, and the problems have to be cleaned up from that point. All of this has been written down or put into tape form. I'm going to cover very rapidly, if I may, what we are about, and then a lot of discussion can be had without me or with me. I also am not here to lecture as a preacher on Sunday morning, although my most pleasant, wonderful times are spent with my brothers, joined with you ones, in spiritual lessons of soul evolvement. You are very, very high souls. You're old souls. You've walked the heavens. You've walked the other dimensions with your father. And you volunteered. And your volunteering was accepted. You made a commitment at some time so many eons ago, and you have been working toward that for the eons of time to come to be at this place, at this time, to lead your brothers home. And there won't be too many going with you. But you can be sure of 144,000 of you. And that's why I have come again. Why I have been sent. We have a plethora of commanders in our fleets. I'm going to tell you why this place, Larry, I'm sure Rick has probably already told his father. There was a myth. Mythology is a good word. This was a truthful myth. And you are a submarine person, you will know, because you have been to the bottoms of the oceans. And part of the reason you would have chosen that was because you too longed for the relationship of those ancient times when it was truth. There was an Atlantis, there was a Lemuria, and as a matter of fact, this place, parts of Central America, parts of South America, all of Australia, a little bit of the Aleutians are remnants still above the ocean level of Lemuria. Through the periods of time of evolution of this place, there was a major, major navigation crystal, which was originated at Lemuria, transferred and utilized through the era of Atlantis, and removed, quite frankly, to this mountain. It is just like a homing device for all of you. Something that is not known to the ones in this valley is that also in one of the canyons, in land that we are already having negotiated for and will have, are housed the artifacts of the greatest spiritual relics, if you want to call them that, ever brought to planet Earth. It will be placed in the caring of the ancient tribes. It's in this valley, more toward the mountains. It would seem to you ones who know geography and geophysics, I'm talking to engineers in this room, the way the tectonic plates shift, you will find that as the shifting occurs, the entire ring of fire is rotating. The Pacific plate is coming northward, dives under your coastline, and when the real Earth changes come, let us talk about the San Andreas. When the big one comes, it'll begin. It has already begun. This place will be thrust upward some 1,200 feet minimum over a little period of time to maintain total integrity of the crystal, which I might say for your edification, is midnight blue, shot with starbursts of gold, incredible current carrier. Is over 2 miles in diameter from a single root. It blossoms like a chrysanthemum. It is a mountain of the most exquisite crystalline substance that you could imagine. So this is a central point. There are ley lines with vortices all over your planet. We navigate by those ley lines. If there are not natural crystals at the vortices, they have been placed there. There are many very large ones. This is the largest. There is a very big, massive one in the Four Corners area. There is another one off of Maui. These are ones that will just come sometime into your attention. Don't concern yourself with them greatly. It is too soon for you to know much more about it. It's really quite a chore to clear this house. We play with the brothers who come and take pictures of these ones through their badges. They know we know, and we get along with them very well. We have craft at Edwards Air Force Base. We have worked with the ones there quite closely. You have many of our crafts. We attend all of the major meetings. I don't really expect you to comment much, Larry. You're going to be in a position of many of the other military people, and that is that you would be very wise not to express very much about it other than personal opinion. You're safe. We keep you safe. As ones of you come within our circle, if you will, I don't know a better word, it's not good. As you're drawn in to begin to fulfill your job, at least two energies are with you 24 hours of your day, never away. Never away. It has taken the major part of a physical lifetime with what you would have to consider very negative input to get to this point at this place. But think about it. Had it been any other way and had success blossomed, you would not be here. You would be off doing whatever you found successful. Know that the Father knows best the road. Isu is the captain of this ship. No offense, Admiral. He's plotted the charted the course, and it shall be. It shall come to pass. The story was ordained to begin the final words that would go forth to man. This does not mean that day after tomorrow your world's going to fall apart. Although, be flexible. We do not go by time, we go by sequence of events. And ones always get panicked when we have time. We will have all the time necessary to fulfill whatever mission we have been given. And know that if it is interrupted, that was the Father's plan. If our job is not done in a very earthly way to make this transition, as the earth upheavals come, and let us call it the Holocaust or the Apocalypse, whatever you want to call, the final evolution. Whatever man has will be gone, if not his entire species, as you know it. And what does survive from some mountaintop will go back into the darkness of the cave. There will be a separation of the old into the new, and there will be no dark fragments in the new when the evolution is finally completed. And the third dimensional earth will be allowed to rebirth, reclaim the destruction that man has rendered unto this marvelous creation. Your forests are gone practically. Within 15 years, there will be no rainforest in South America. That means, brothers, there will be no rainfall in Minnesota. And the rain that falls is acid. It is killing your world. This is not Black Tuesday. This is the beginning of the most wonderful opportunity ever brought forth unto any man. God has said, the word will go out throughout the land to the four corners of the earth. And he who has ears will hear, and he who has eyes may see. And then he may choose. No more chances, brothers. Don't mishear me. Chances are all gone. Irreversible, only modifiable. But man would then be able to see through the most massive media presentations on your place to reach the most of the masses, and then man may discern about his own divinity. Where does he send his soul? Home to the Father? Or elsewhere into the void? The first will be the fantasy. And it will be so remarkably well done. And it will have our input, not just our input, ourselves. If we are not interfered with by the government, we will play ourselves. We will bring the special effects. And the final finished camera equipment, so that it will be in true holographic photography. We will follow that on by documentaries. Other stories, fine, with great, great input as to quality. But proof and technology coming from what you will call the silver clouds. and this is the place. And Oberly, I would guess that it would be easier just to show Larry and Jay the list of projects.
All right.
Because if I talk about each, we would be here for days. I think, and I'm sorry, please, every now and then I have to scan before I see what I might speak of next. Any time that we have interfered, they get busy right fast trying to get everything patched up. And I want to talk about technology. That's why Larry is here. I will not go into depth about it. But obviously, if we are going to have a possibly isolated environment in this area, we must have something of everything for survival. I have talked in generalities. We are working on TerraBrick, which is compressed earth. All of these will captivate Larry. We are into modular cement housing. We will work with Wytong, which is an aerated cement that can be molded. Well, actually it is cut and cured in an autoclave kiln. We will have access to or ownership of the Monolith Cement Company here. We have some 400 projects right down through how do you make a pencil and a match. As you build and grow, you must take into consideration some formalized meshing of your products so that you do not have to store massive numbers of diversified parts. And you will have to get away from wood in your structures. There are some things that you can stockpile quite nicely. You're going to need some major tooling facilities as you move into the more technical. And you're going to need the ability to either tool or extrude little gears, little parts, cutting bits. And the major problem that you will face will not be food. It will be water. This area has deep Sierra water coming from the High Sierra. We are in the process of negotiating for the lands with the best wells and the best springs. Because when the upheaval begins of your earth crust, you're going to have contaminated, polluted water. And depending on the sequence of how things began to break, if there is not an eruption of one or more of your major volcanoes, we are dealing with the upheaval and the uplifting of a dome toward Nevada, northeasterly from here, near Mono Lake, and This will shock you all. This was not heard it before. The entirety of Nevada, parts of Utah, parts of Arizona, and all of your eastern California, midway down, is molten lava, radioactive, from the detonations at Yucca Flats, which we cannot seem to convince them to stop. You have two major disasters ready to happen any moment. Because of the impact of those detonations, which are deep under the surface, it has damaged the base foundation of Hoover Dam to the point it cannot withstand much more. And that picture is not pretty when that lake goes. If the volcanic activity pushes forth, it's going to be massively deadly radioactive. We're not here to change the world. We work at that separately. We're here to build up through what is. Get along with everyone to the very best of our ability. Call no attention to ourselves. Have 400 or 800 corporations rather than any big holding anything, so that we're unknown. And all business of corporate nature would be done in the state of Nevada with our other corporations done in the state of Nevada. We must have food. I thank you, Rick, for pursuing the non-hybridized seeds. Your world has bred itself out of the ability to sustain itself. A hybrid corn will not reproduce. One crop, and what will you do? So you'll have grist mills. And while the world is not paying any attention and is still off on its fantasy journeys, we'll plant and we'll call it organically grown food because it will be. But we'll make it a commercial venture that man can understand. It goes along with the health fad. And it can be very productive, just like Deaf Smith County, Texas. Arrow Mills. You will have the very best in organically grown flours, grains, truck farm produce, fruit, all of the things that people are willing to even spend extra for to get away from pesticides, etc. But you're going to even have to taper off on the pesticides while there is regrowth of the balancing insects. You killed the good as well as the bad. And somehow, like the weeds, the negative always can outproduce. Maybe that's to keep you on your toes. We're going to need the Tesla turbines. Those are the bladeless pumps, Larry, of Jake, Jose. We're going to need probably a substance like Palmette, where we can put width and catalytically
produce something as hard as tungsten, carbide steel, I believe you call it. We cannot come yet. We cannot bring you these things yet. You have to work in the beginning and right up through while we build underneath with what is available. And then underneath the cover of working on your solar panels, your this, your that, your reverse osmosis, we will be able to bring you the technology. We have the energies of Mr. Einstein, Walter Russell, Nikola Tesla, and your precious Isaac Newton available at all times to this group. And they commune with these ones. Technology itself is not brought forth into this dwelling. It will not be one that comes forth with it. We are not that foolish. A given free energy device, for instance, will come from 15 of you, bringing together the part you have. And then we will allow you to know where it fits. This is for your safety and security. If anybody were known to carry this information, and believe me, it is searched out all the time, and ones are disappearing every day of your life. Ones who have been given great knowledge either misused it, got sidetracked, we had to make sure they were discounted. Or quite frankly, brothers, many have changed dimensions because they have been murdered. It's that serious. Don't ever look around you and say, how could it be me? This is silly. You are not dealing in international intrigue. You are dealing in intergalactic intrigue. We are here only for one purpose. You can destroy your planet and mess up the universe. We now have the capability, if you do that, and you're very apt to do it, with prana beams, which you're calling your particle beams. They backfeed along their own system, and they can pulverize your planet into a pile of radioactive, miserable, unmentionable dust in a very short period of time. We are allowed to interfere with that. We are allowed to interfere with missile launches that will put nuclear war devices into space beyond 150 miles of your surface. And we do. Anything that I mention in this room, you will know, has already been public. And Larry will especially enjoy learning about Vandenberg. For we have documented it for you once. And we have the officer who came for his protection. We have been called in both by your government and by Russia to stop feedbacks along their systems. For your information, Larry Livermore was one. I will be very cautious for you ones who deal in any way with the military or the government. These are only things that I wish to bring forth to you so that I am valid. I do not expect anyone to walk into this room and say, oh my gracious, I believe, I believe. I would kick your fannies. I have worked for a year or more so that any time these ones come into contact with us, they clear their space of all darkness. Ask the Father Jesus in, and in the name of that light, demand that all dark energies be removed. Because if you have the light, you also have the opposite balance of dark, and that is the brotherhood of the dark robes. You have the light brotherhood and you have the dark brotherhood. Your churches will call it devil, Satan. Man creates those images. But why would he create them? Your planet at this time is one of the darkest in the heavens.